Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ruminator
damage.
It's the Lou Gallo from the fan.
The Jets are playing hardball with Aaron Rodgers. 877-337-6666. This is according to Diana Rossini. The Jets have made wide receiver Alan Lazard available in trade talks this offseason. Now, Alan Lazard, of course, current teammate with Aaron Rodgers, with the Jets, and of course, formerly with the Packers. He is Brutus Beefcake to Aaron Rodgers, Hulk Hogan. They're buddies. We know they're tight. We know Lazard is here. The only reason, among others, Randall Cobb was here, Nate Hackett, because he's friends with Aaron Rodgers. Now, I see something like this, and I don't believe in coincidences. This report gets leaked. This report goes out there the same week that we hear stories that and reports that Aaron Rodgers, yes, Aaron Rodgers, is considering being on the ticket as vice president with RFK Jr. So I got to imagine, now we have not heard anything from the Jets. Who knows if they're even aware of it, but I think they are based on this. We have not heard anything from the Jets whether they are happy with this. I can't imagine they are, because the focus of Aaron Rodgers clearly isn't solely on football and winning a Super Bowl. I'm sure the Jets, I'm sure Robert Saleh, I'm sure Joe Douglas, I'm sure Woody Johnson don't like the circus that's surrounded with Aaron Rodgers. Yes, they got in bed with Aaron Rodgers. Yes, I'm sure they love having Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback. But as their quarterback, not trying to be a vice president, not going on Pat McAfee every week and spinning his web and creating the narrative and controlling everything. We know he made Robert Saleh look like an idiot last year when Saleh was asked, hey, is Aaron Rodgers coming back at the end of the year? And Saleh was like, not sure yet. It's up to Aaron. And then the next day, Aaron Rodgers goes on McAfee and says, yeah, I'm done. So he makes the Jets look like they don't know what they're doing, which honestly isn't that hard. But in this spot, they are probably annoyed. So they said, you know what? All right, Aaron, we don't really want you to do this because you know what? You're an employee. So guess what? We're going to take your buddy and we're going to put him on the trade block. I can't imagine this is sitting well with Aaron Rodgers. Now, I don't know if he's aware of this yet. He's basically in, you know, Costa Rica smoking hookah. So I'm not sure if he got the news yet. But when you do something like this, when this is your buddy, and yes, Lazard stunk last year. So from a football perspective, 110% makes sense for the Jets to be like, you know what, we're going to get rid of him. There was another report out there that the Jets are interested in bringing back Corey Davis. So the wide receiver room is going to look different going into the season. And let's be honest, it should, because it was outside of Garrett Wilson. It was atrocious last year. So it should look different. But when you start going after his buddies, when you start going after his friends, when you start doing things like this, and again, I don't believe in coincidences. The same week that all this nonsense comes out, and I say nonsense from the perspective of this is the quarterback of the team. This is the guy that's supposed to get you back to the Super Bowl for the first time in decades. This is the guy that's supposed to, in theory, win you a Super Bowl for the first time in decades. And there are at least reports, which, by the way, Aaron Rodgers has not denied, that, yes, he is considering running for vice president or being on the ticket with RFK Jr. Again, third party, his chances are unlikely of winning, but there's obviously something out here to gain attention and to maybe, you know, rock the boat in politics, if you will. So where there's smoke, there's absolutely fire in this situation. And we know that Aaron Rodgers definitely has outside interest. We know that when it comes to basically everything. And in many ways, look, I'm here for you, because I want to not come off like I'm a Jet hater here or Aaron Rodgers hater. It's the opposite. I feel sorry for you because Aaron Rodgers is a manipulator. He's manipulating you. he's manipulating this organization. He saw a scenario late in his career, because let's be honest, a lot of people weren't knocking on the door for Aaron Rodgers' services this late in the career, and we know how important that position is, and we know how talented Aaron Rodgers is, and there weren't a lot of suitors, if any, besides the Jets, when he was available. We went into the darkness, including the Raiders, who got Jimmy G and then dumped his ass for Aiden O'Connell. So it wasn't exactly like the suitors and the list of suitors for Aaron Rodgers was very long. So he saw a scenario where he could go to a team that was desperate. He could go to a franchise that was desperate. And he can control his narrative. He could do whatever the hell he wants. And the Jets have no backbone. They have no say. They allowed this guy to do whatever the hell he wanted the first year. And they're continuing to do it. But just maybe they have decided to show a little bit of a backbone and say, you know what, Aaron? We're not happy with this. We don't like that this is out here. This is no good. So you know what? We're going to get a story out there that, hey, your buddy Alan Lazard, yeah, guess what? He's going to be yesterday's news. Don't believe in coincidences. I think the Jets, from the surface here, that the way I interpret this is them saying, you know what, Aaron, we're not happy with this because this is not good. Now, again, I'm here looking out for you as a radio host, as a producer. This is great because this is good fodder. This is good shtick. If Aaron Rodgers somehow, some way, actually is on the ticket with RFK Jr. and come fall season, football, campaigning, as we get closer and closer to the election, I am all here for that situation. I am all here for Donald Trump going after Aaron Rodgers and vice versa. That is good theater. That is good fodder. That is good entertainment. So from a business perspective, from a radio perspective, that's awesome. But if I had to put my, and I'm not a Jet fan, I'm a Giant fan, but if I had to think like a Jet fan and I'm sitting there going, you know what? Can we just have something nice here? Can we just get a guy, a future Hall of Famer, multi-time MVP? Can he just be the damn quarterback of the team and not worried about going to Costa Rica to smoke hookah, not worried about hanging out with, you know, Pixie Dust and Tinkerbell and everything else that he does on a weekly basis? Can you just be the quarterback? Can you just focus on the football and get us a Super Bowl? That is what where my mentality would be. And he has a lot of defenders as Jet fans. And I get it. I understand that because he represents the greatest thing in sports, hope. We literally wake up every day as a sports fan and look for it. Hope. Ah, hope the Mets win a World Series. Man, I hope Gerrit Cole comes back so the Yankees can win a World Series. Wow, I hope the Knicks can go on a run. Hopefully Julius gets back. Hope, 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 hope. We hope Aaron Rodgers represents hope. So you're going to defend it. You're going to defend his decisions. You're not going to defend everything he says and thinks for sure, but you're going to defend him, the person, because of not him and his personality per se, but because of what he represents. And what he represents is hope. And if this guy at any moment can be like, you know what? Yeah, this quarterback thing is great. The NFL is great. But you know what? I'd rather be the vice president. And all of a sudden, he just ducks out, and he's gone, and he leaves you holding the bag. Then what? Then what? So the Jets, and I said this earlier in the week, they got to show a little bit of a backbone here. I think they should just completely cut ties with the guy, trade him, cut him. I know it's salary cap mess and hell. I get that. This guy is completely controlling your franchise, and it's not for the greater good. He represents hope for the franchise. I get that. He represents hope for the fan base. But let's be real. Let's just be real here at 6:44 Thursday, beautiful day, 70 degrees outside today. Let's be real with each other and ask yourself this. Would Robert Saleh be the head coach of this team right now if Aaron Rodgers wasn't around? The answer is no. He would not. He's not deserving of it. Would Joe Douglas, who basically has no idea that free agency started, would he be around? The answer is no. So everybody, everybody scratches each other's back here in this whole operation. Saleh, Douglas, they allow Aaron Rodgers to do whatever the hell he wants. Therefore, Aaron Rodgers could do whatever the hell he wants. But when I see something like this, it makes me think, you know what? Maybe they got a little bit of a backbone. Maybe they're saying, you know what, Aaron? Sorry, we're not here for this. You want to go on McAfee every week or during the football season? Not great, but fine. But now you want to be the vice president? You want to get into politics? You want to have all the dirt that gets drugged up? And that will happen. We've already seen a little bit of it. You will get more of that. Politics is as dirty as it gets, and they will dig, and they will dig, and they will dig. Who knows what they will find? You need that distraction when you are, and let's be honest, not exactly a well-oiled machine when it comes to a franchise. So the last thing that the Jets need is a distraction to this level. There is a certain level of distraction that always comes when you have a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. And again, when he goes on McAfee every week, he creates more of that distraction. He creates more of that buzz, mainly for himself, not really for the Jets. I don't see what the hell the Jets get out of it. They get nothing out of it. They basically look like fools half the time he's on there. But he gets a lot out of it because this is all about him. This is all about what he wants, and he's allowed to be selfish. But when he's representing a franchise, when he's representing a fan base, and his intentions are about himself and not about the football team and winning, and if they were, he wouldn't be involved in this type of stuff. He gets it. He knows what's going on. And then they have the situation with the reports coming out where you hear, well, RFK Jr. has spoken to the candidate that he wants to be, you know, his running mate, and that person has accepted it, and they will announce it not this Tuesday, the next Tuesday. So clearly this is all publicity, and they want people like me talking about it, but you can't help but talk about it because it's juicy, because it's spicy, but also it's a major distraction from what the main goal should be if you are this team, and especially for this franchise. Especially. If this was New England and you had a million Super Bowls, whatever. This is the Jets. This is a franchise that is Super Bowl starving, quarterback starving, desperate, and you are taking advantage of everybody along the way. So if this Lazard news, and I believe to a degree it is, if this is the way of the Jets being like, you know what, we're going to play a little hardball here, Aaron, because we're not happy about this, and the Jets are not going to publicly come out and say anything about it because they don't want to tick the guy off, but maybe this is just a little subtle jab of the Jets saying, you know what, Aaron, you want to do all this other nonsense with RFK Jr. or nonsense in the sense that it's not having to do with football and the main goal of our business and our organization? Well, we're going to do this and show you who really is the boss. 877-337-6666. Charlie is in Totowa. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, Loogie, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Quick question. Yeah. My prunes are stewed also. The master manipulator hopefully is going to be manipulated, number one. Number two, I listened all last week when I heard your brethren on the late afternoon drive talk about all the offers Aaron Rodgers had. He didn't have that many offers. He made it sound like the Jets wanted him. You know, the Jets courted him. This is ridiculous. Well, the only good thing that might come out of this, I would love to see a debate between him, Kamala Harris, and Trump's person.
Well, yeah, no, listen, Trump versus Aaron Rodgers will break the internet and will break all the ratings records. So, you know, you're here for it to a degree. The only problem is it has to do with our country. So, I mean, if it was like a wrestling ring, maybe it'd be a little better. When it's our country, not so much. But you're right. There weren't a lot of suitors. There were not. There just weren't. Because I think a lot of teams recognize the stuff that comes with Aaron Rodgers, recognize he's older, recognize that the injuries are starting to pile up. Again, he's coming off a major injury. Here's another question. If Aaron Rodgers was on the Packers last year and was coming off this injury, would you want him as a Jet fan, as desperate as you are, coming off this major injury? The answer is no. You don't know what the hell he's going to be. And then with all this baggage, it's a mess. It's absolutely a mess. Aaron Rodgers, the movie, sucked. The sequel's going to be worse. 877-337-6666. Andrew is in Lawrence. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, Lukey. How are you, buddy?
Good, dude. What's up?
You know, I'm a Jet fan, and I know you're kind of a Giant fan. I'm a born in 69, Jet fan, Mets fan, and Islander fan.
Oh, man, my condolences on that one.
Yeah, tell me about it. And my son, he might be listening, Maverick, is the same, except we could talk about it. They follow the players. They don't follow the teams, but he's a big Met and Jet fan. Anyway, why are they keeping this guy? First of all, if he knows that he's going to be the VP, he knows already. So he's playing with this fan base.
Yeah.
And you know what? Forget him. I'd rather go with Taylor, get another guy, and start from the beginning.
Well, remember, Andrew, you're drafting early in the draft. So you could draft a quarterback. You could think about your future. I understand getting in bed with Aaron Rodgers in this spot if you're the Jets. I totally get it. They felt like they had the talent around them. The only thing they were missing were a quarterback. You get Aaron Rodgers, the possibility of adding Aaron Rodgers to this roster. I get how that could be intoxicating. I totally understand that. But now, when you see everything that's... He played four freaking snaps for you last year. And now, with all the darkness, with all the stuff at Hard Knocks, and now the vice president stuff at RFK Jr., you think that this is all going away? That this is just going to be, no, it's only going to be more and more chapters. It's only going to get worse. It's only going to get more absurd. And this guy's talking about playing for another 4 or 5 years. And with the young quarterbacks that are around in the AFC, I get why they did it, but I don't understand why you would stay with him. The penalty with the salary cap, all that, will be bad. I understand that. But much like the Giants with Daniel Jones, you made a mistake. Why double down on it? 877-337-6666. Russell in Glenhead. What's up, Russ?
Tommy.
Yeah.
There is no hope. Last year there was hope. Now there's no hope. Only despair. Because they're not trading Lazard. No one's going to want him. And on top of that, they're going to sign Bakhtiari for the offensive line.
Yes, David Bakhtiari. Yes.
So he's still the GM. He'll continue being the GM. And us Jets fans will continue to suffer. But just another interesting point is,
sure,
with the whole VP stuff, remember, Woody Johnson is a stooge for Trump. So I wonder how he feels about Rodgers' political aspirations.
No, I listen, that's a whole nother can of worms, and I'm only on for a few more minutes. I'm sure he's not thrilled with it, obviously. This is a whole thing. Like, we think that sports is a messy place. Politics has got it, no pun intended, trumped by a lot.
Nestor Cortez.
That's right. So I'm sure that Woody's not happy with it. I'm sure he's not happy from a lot of levels. This is the quarterback. This is a guy that played 4 snaps. The season went down like the tube within seconds. You're trying to win a Super Bowl. You're trying to keep all the focus. You're trying to get away from the circus. And then Woody's sitting there, like I said, he's going on Twitter to tweet out, you know, we got new uniforms or something again. And he sees, you know, Aaron Rodgers is considering running with RFK Jr. And he's probably thinking, what the hell is going on here? Meanwhile, you try to get a hold of him. He's in Costa Rica smoking hookah. Can't find a guy. So it's a mess. It really is. And they were a desperate organization. They still are. But it doesn't mean they have to continue to go down this road. And you're right. Aaron Rodgers controls the show. His buddies get the jobs. But when you see a story like this that Diana Rossini had, where Alan Lazard on the trading block, to me, there's no coincidences. There's a reason this story's coming out this week. Perhaps it's to say, hey, Aaron, you know what? We're going to trade one of your buddies. You know, take it easy a little bit here. Because at some point, we got to show who really runs the show here. I own the team. Joe Douglas is the GM. I being Woody Johnson. You don't run things. Even though you do, we have to show people, yeah, you don't. 877-337.
4 more years.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go out to Eric in Melville. What's up, Eric?
Hey, I can't believe you guys are talking about this. For days, I can't believe the level of gullibility that we're sitting here having a conversation that you're going to cut the quarterback of the Jets because CNN put some hit piece out.
Well, Eric, you're talking about a different. The CNN hit piece and Aaron Rodgers considering to run for vice president are two different stories.
Who said he's considering to run for vice president?
The report was out there in the New York Times.
The New York Times report.
Eric, we're not gonna get into which side we're on here, but have you spoken to Aaron Rodgers? Have you spoken to Aaron Rodgers? Eric, did Aaron Rodgers tell you personally?
Eric,
did Aaron Rodgers deny this report? Have the Jets denied the report? Has anybody denied it yet?
Has it denied that he's running for vice president?
That he's considering it. Of course it sounds stupid, but it's a reality until someone denies it.
All people have given this credibility because you're putting it on sports talk radio. It's ridiculous. Even if he wanted to do this, obviously he's not going to win. He's going to give up the rest of his career to become vice president for Robert Kennedy.
Eric,
this is just
Eric.
What?
The idea that he's even considering this is a sign that his soul. How do you know he's not?
Because he's already decided who his vice president is. For one thing. For a second thing, this is a clear attempt to attack Robert Kennedy Jr. so that he doesn't take votes away from Biden.
No, Eric, I know that's where you're going, and this is just, you know, call somewhere else for that type of stuff. And we're not going to draw lines here in the sand. I get what you're saying from a perspective, but the story itself came out in the New York Times. Has Aaron Rodgers said that this is untrue? He has not. Have the Jets? He has not. Has anybody reported this? They have not. RFK Jr. is not named the vice president. He's going to name one in a week and a half, so stop with that. Stop with that. The reality is that this guy calls up and goes, why on sports talk radio are you talking about the Jets quarterback considering to be the damn vice president? Are you kidding me? No, let's ignore that and let's talk about spring training baseball. That'll do it for me. My thanks to Connor Green on the other side of the glass. Keith McPherson's coming your way next. Evan and Tiki, we are back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And, of course, I don't have the Lou Gower tomorrow at 6:30. We do have spring training baseball. John and Susan, I believe that's the first one of the year here on The Fan. But we'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. See you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.